Ellicott Development wants to buy and close all of both Market Streets in the city's first ward for parking. Late in the process, the Sonic has stepped in, saying closing the street would take away their only access to a building used as a warehouse and training center for the Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. The two sides bargained, and the council approved a series of measures to make it all work. Council President Darius Pridgen says that's working together, a lesson to out-of-towners.
A lesson for other parties who are coming into Buffalo to do business. Because I think that oftentimes people come into Buffalo who have not been doing business in Buffalo and think they can do whatever without involving the people around them, without involving this council. And then in the end, when it's a mess, we're the ones sitting there holding the bag oftentimes, or at least the ones who are hearing the complaints.
Neither side was too specific about details, but Seneca Tribal Councilor Rick Jemison says the nation keeps its access, and Ellicott CEO William Palladino says the company can now go ahead with its plans for expansion around the Fairmont Creamery high-rise. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.